Hare Krishna. I'm in Debrecen, and when I got here yesterday, we had a extended program at the temple. Not temple, it's actually our center, it's a restaurant in which we just purchased a building next door and expanding into that. Very successful, very good preaching, very good restaurant to devotees. And then I was shocked when they told me that I hadn't been here for 2.5 years. 2.5 years. I'm still in shock. Things have developed very nicely, but just because of writing Nava Raja Mahima, I've really been at a distance from a lot of these other smaller centers. I guess the same must have been true for Nagyvárad or for Romania. But the topic of today's podcast, if you look at the picture that we'll put up either on the pictures or perhaps the thumb nail is also here, and that's a picture that Govinda Maharaj sent me this morning, titled The Good Old Days. And just aside from that, he wrote, we were lean and full of fire. And it was 19 years ago, so I think that was 1992, Parikrama. And if you look, there's the only person I couldn't see there was Tamal Krishna Maharaj, but there's Mahatma Prabhu leading Kirtan, and behind them is Mahavishnu Maharaj, the younger, and then Govinda Maharaj, and then Duduna Maharaj, and myself, and then it's Giri Maharaj, Maharaj, the side of that, and Dhanadhar Maharaj, and I don't know who has his back to us here, and lots of devotees all around. And I don't immediately recognize the place that we're in. It's in Navadvip, and it was a wonderful time traveling around, going from one island to another, chanting Hare Krishna, walking back barefoot, sleeping in tents, eating the nice cooking that we had, associating with the Vaishnavas, and rolling in the dust of the dham, chanting Hare Krishna, about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kavi Gauravanishura Dunitate Haratha Krishna Bhavi. Gauravan, the forest of Gaura, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I mentioned last year that this year I was going to go, unfortunately, because I fell out of schedule. Then, with Nava Raja Mahima, I didn't go. But next year I am going to go. Actually, this year would have been a really ideal time to go. The weather was so beautiful in Mayapur. And it would have been very nice, not too hot during the day, and you could tent at night. Next year, Gaur Purnima is early. It's the first week of March, which means that Parikrama already starts towards the last week of February. It could be chilly at night. It'll be great during the day, but it could be really cold at night. And while maybe game for driving out to places when we have Parikram, but we're staying when devotees stay overnight at Jagannath Temple, or we just go that far, or Thakur Bhaktivinoda's place, but driving every day and coming back to far distant places like Vidyanagar, that I don't really want to do. It's too much of a bumpy ride. And it's so nice just to be sleeping out in the dham, staying out, having, we used to have evening lectures and bhajans, and it was wonderful, wonderful event that I'm really planning for this year, and I'll certainly let everyone know closer to the date, but it's on my calendar, it's on my radar. Thakur Bhaktivinoda really placed great, great emphasis, hardly emphasized Brajamandal Parikrama, but very much so Gormandal Parikrama, because by that people will become qualified to enter into Vrindavan. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did both. He did Gormandal Parikrama in the spring and Brajamandal Parikrama in the fall. It's an ideal combination of those two parikramas. And that's what strict Gaudiya Vaishnavas do. They make sure that they go to on pilgrimage on an annual basis. For us living in the West, it's not so easy. But still, Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to go. That's why he arranged our trips to India on a yearly basis, and he very much emphasized that he really wanted devotees to go. One of the reasons that we established New Rajadham was that devotees would be able to come and come on parikram there. This year we're having a parikram, and I'm planning to do it in Gokul in one day, and that's just for 3 days. Devotees who can come, please do so. It's really an integral portion of our life to just disconnect that of our work and our play and our studies and our duties and our other things, and just concentrate on serving the Dham, visiting holy places, hearing about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, associating with Vaishnavas. And which reminds me that if I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to get a tent. I need to get some kind of good tent that I probably have to put a heater into as well, in order to be able to sleep in. But it's my plan. In fact, maybe when I go to Canada, I may look after such thing. They do these things better in America than they do here in Europe. And devotees who are thinking or planning of coming to Navadvip next year, I sincerely hope to be able to attend before I get not too old. I'd like to be able to do that one more time, go to Yoga Pit and all the holy places, to Jagannath, Suvarna Vihar, Nishringapali with Lord Nishringadev there, Harihar Khetra, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, and Naimisharanya, and the place of Lord Shiva. I just forget the name, Rabamsa, yes. Hari, now I forget, but Vahan. And to all the other places, just like when we go to Navadvip, and to there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that big hall, we used to have big kirtans, Vishnu Priya Prananath Nadia Bihari Jai Sachinandana Jaya Gaurahari, that's, we sang that little song also, and from there, continuing on to all the other places where the Samudra are, and I remember there's this Grihastas residing just near the Vidyanagar, who would make few 50 different types of sabjis and 20 different types of shak when we got there. So I'm very much looking forward to going to that Navadvip Mandala Parikrama next year. Anyway, that was what this picture was what inspired me, that Govinda Maharaj sent. And if you're coming, then we'll see you there. If not, come to New Rajadhan for Janmashtami and the Parikrama. Hare Krishna.